Chapter 3. Start romanticizing the future, now. The first recipe for happiness is avoid too lengthy meditation on the past. André Maurois. The past is a funny thing. It defines all of us. It allows us amazing memories that can make us laugh or cry or learn. So it goes without saying that sometimes, oftentimes, you miss your past life. You romanticize it and fall in love with it all over again. The parties, the people, the holidays. The way it used to be was so great. It's sort of like a Gatsby complex. Nick Carraway said, "You can't repeat the past." "Why, of course you can," said Jay Gatsby. But that's simply denial for Gatsby and for you. The past wasn't as great as you remember it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this situation. I'm not saying to bury the past. It made you who you are. Every mistake you ever made brought you to this place. Just don't ruminate on it. It's really not worth your valuable time. Valuable insights from the past will come without you consciously thinking about them. Stop misremembering the past. Leona Lewis sings "Better in Time," a song that speaks to me in so many ways, perhaps because it admits that time helps, but time does not heal all wounds. I wish it did. What time does do is allow you to figure out how to deal with the end of the relationship and the beginning of a new life. I spoke with a woman recently who shared that it had been 3 years since her divorce. She was no longer in love with her former husband, yet she would still become upset when she would hear about what was going on in his life. This time, it was especially difficult. While on Facebook, she saw the news on her timeline that he was getting married. As a result, she would spend hours looking at Facebook depictions of the other woman, her engagement ring, and at all the places the new couple visited. To her credit, in time, she wasn't friends with him on Facebook. However, due to friends of friends and other social media connections, it's sometimes impossible to avoid getting information you don't want. In this case, she didn't want it, but she could not keep herself from looking at it. She told me that after her initial hurt and a flood of sadness and anger, she got very real with herself and remembered that the past was never as great as she...